Good morning. I'd like to thank my co-authors, some of whom are in the room, and also Cotton Incorporated for continuing support of the LIDAR study, which has been going on since 2012. So what's the big deal about using LIDAR for cotton phenomics, which is what we use it for? Well, it's basic canopy geometry, which we can do to select varieties such as height, canopy width, leaf area. We can map the variability of the biomass with height, and particularly the distribution of cotton bolls with height, which might be related to cotton fiber quality, and leaf angle distribution, which can be related to plant water stress or any kind of stress. We certainly can estimate yield prior to harvest and manage the crop during the season. So I've been sitting in the audience this morning. Unfortunately, I missed the special session yesterday. I believe there was another talk on LIDAR there. I presented work on LIDAR scanning, I think, at the Beltwide for two or three times. And I think it's time for, at least for me, to be self-critical about what I've been able to accomplish and what we've been able to accomplish. I mean, LIDAR has tremendous potential to do a 3D canopy geometry real-time, give us far better detail about what the crop is doing, and yet here we are 3 years later, at least for us in Maricopa, making incremental progress. And why is that? Well, I think the short answer is this is a difficult problem. We don't even build these darn things. I mean, we just buy this off the shelf, and we think we can plug it in, bolt on the tractor, and let it rip. I mean, and it's just a yardstick. That's all you're doing. So how hard can this possibly be? Well, it's hard. It's really hard. Part of it is that we're trying to buy equipment that's affordable. If you have an engineering outfit with hundreds of thousands of dollars, yes, you can buy stupendous things, but those aren't designed to be in a mobile platform. So then you buy lower quality, lower expensive equipment, and then the software doesn't exist because the data are designed to be mapped onto solid objects, such as buildings and cars and roadways. They're not designed for plants. And then the software that we have to use is generally open source, which means you have to craft your own algorithms. So it's not as an excuse exactly, but I think it's I'm doing this as a self-assessment, hopefully informative for the audience to know that it's a very simple measurement, very informative, but very difficult to make sense of and be useful for cotton. So what I'd like to do is present some slides, some of which are a little bit repetitious from last year, and a little bit of new material that we've done using different LIDAR equipment. And hopefully this will illustrate the potential and also the difficulties of using this technique. So what we do is we put LIDAR on mobile platforms. We've done two different kinds of platforms. One's a high-clearance tractor, and another one is a rail-based system, robotic system that we've had students engineer. The purpose of the robotic system is to develop a very stable platform without all the variations in yaw, pitch, and roll. And what can you do with these data? Well, you can scan the data in a very crude way. You don't require any advanced algorithm analysis. You can smash profiles after profiles and generate what you see here in the middle diagram, which gives you canopy height and canopy profile. Very simple, easy to process data. But what we'd really like to do is on the right-hand side, would you get a detailed, almost orthographic sort of representation where you can map the plant parts and map the bowls and the bowl positions. That's a harder task. Some of the LIDAR equipment that you can buy commercially. Initially, we bought a unit out of Portland, Oregon called Acuity. It's quite a good unit, but their hardware was totally inadequate for field-based phenomics. That's the one that's in the upper right-hand diagram. On the upper left is an engineering quality LIDAR unit. It'll scan azimuth and declination for you, do all that. But you're looking at $150,000 of equipment, and it's meant to be on a tripod, clearly not suitable for cotton. On the lower left is a Velodyne unit, which is just recently modeled. Maybe this is the unit we want to get. I mean, you're looking at just a few tens of thousands of dollars to do this. They put these on cars. We don't own that. Instead, what we own are these two units on the lower right, which are made by SICK, a German company, one of which is very suitable for outdoor work, uses a near-infrared laser. Since plants are far more reflective than near-infrared light, that's the preferable way to go. Unfortunately, they don't engineer these darn things to have a high scan rate. So we use the middle unit, which is a 400 unit, and use a red laser. Red is a terrible wavelength to use for healthy green leaves. But we're using it anyway because the accuracy is better than 3 millimeters in distance. So we're using both and realize that this is a compromise. So here are the platforms. So recognizing that, of course, UAVs will be another platform of choice. But if you want to do very high resolution mapping of the plant parts, you probably can't be an airborne platform. You need to be close to the plants within a few meters. And so what we've done here is on the right-hand side, we used a high clearance tractor, which is basically designed for other measurements, acoustic, reflective light, thermal measurements. And we can drive that through the field, and we can geoposition ourselves with a GPS RTK unit. On the left-hand side is the robotic system that I mentioned, mainly done by student interns who are embarrassingly facile learning how to use Arduino boards. And they can do it far better than I could ever. And that's what they've designed, a stepper motor system here that can robotically drive through the field. Now, it's on rail, so it's only can do a couple of rows of cotton at a time. But what we can do is it's a prototype, and we can say, all right, we've removed all the errors associated with yaw, pitch, and roll that a tractor has. What kind of data can we acquire? Well, that's what you can illustrate that perspective on the lower right. Plant data, we can see that we can just resolve individual leaves, although it's not consistent. So one of the themes I wanted to leave with you today is that spatial resolution and scanning rate are the critical challenges for LIDAR scanning. If you just want basic statistics, you can have a low scan rate. Those laser units that are lower cost can do that. But what you really need is something on the order of 200 or 300 hertz scan rates to provide the detail for mapping plant parts. The second critical component, of course, is the software. We rely heavily upon existing libraries, and these are two of them. One's called pointclouds.org. These are C++ libraries where they've provided mechanisms for ingesting standardized data formats from laser units and segmentation and doing binary search trees to allow you to do cluster analysis. And then visualization is a very important thing because the data are very messy. You collect lots of data that you have to remove, and you're not going to be able to do that algorithmically. You have to be able to inspect the data. And this program called Cloud Compare, which was incidentally not written for cotton scanning, was written to compare different kinds of laser scans and 3D mesh networks. It's open source and works very well for visualization. So the procedure we use here is as follows. There's about 10 items in here. You collect your data after putting it on the platform. Quality control, as I mentioned, you do georectification, which requires some sort of positioning. It doesn't have to be GPS unit. It could be a laser-based positioning system, for example, the way surveyors have done in the past. You need to convert into the suitable format. There are dozens of formats. We use what's called PCD. Need to remove outliers, which is a familiar approach for all of you. And then we need to segment the data between plant parts and soil parts, which is basically a height discrimination. Then we do a ball segmentation. In this case, we do a segmentation based on distribution of laser points. And then we do our statistical analysis and validation. So here's the basic analysis that I mentioned earlier that you don't need anything very advanced to do. The field that we've been doing is illustrated on the left-hand side. It's about a 1 hectare field, about 100 meters across. And these data, the row orientation was east to west. We've now replumbed, re-irrigated, reoriented the field. It's now north-south rows. We have a bigger field, and Allison Thompson has been instrumental on growing those RPGN varieties. On the right-hand side, we've shown some basic statistics. This is very easy to do, very easy to acquire, analyze. This gives you a plant density, but doesn't resolve any particular plant parts. So we want more advanced visualization discrimination, and that we can see with our eyes when we look at the Cloud Compare software what the data could look like. That shows you from above on the left-hand side with a color coding based on distance. On the right-hand side, you can see that you can resolve individual leaves and potentially bulls. So one of the algorithms we use is a very simple Euclidean cluster extraction routine, which we go through and we sort the data based on distance of each point from another, and it's a self-organizing algorithm. It takes quite a few hours of data processing. This is illustrated here. So these numbers just indicate what you decide is a cluster, which we think is a bull and which is not. And you have to do some objective analysis of where that cluster constitutes a bull, or maybe two cotton bulls are next to each other. Do you call that one bull or call it two bulls? The other thing I'll mention too at this point is that a laser scan is an X-ray, so if it's shaded in like an RGB camera, you won't be able to see with laser either. So you may have to do a laser scan at two different view angles to be able to discriminate cotton bulls at all different depths within the canopy. So these are just some problems with the algorithm extraction, which is we can have a bull count that's too high, we can miss bull counts, and we can have an identification bias. Illustrated here is just showing you the steps in this process of bull counting. That little rotation there on the right hand side just shows you that there really is a three-dimensional aspect of the data, and the lower right shows the classification, which is what forms the basis for counting bulls. From 2014 data, we obtained these counts, and we assessed them. I won't show you the validation data, but we're getting counts on the order of about R squared of 0.6, which is definitely significant, but not exactly what I would like to find with LIDAR data. I'd expect much more. These are data from December that we've collected using the new LMS 400. And we had the two different water treatments, well-watered and water-limited. And what it shows you very clearly is the bull distribution for the well-watered plots are on half a meter, 0.55 meters above the ground, whereas the water-limited are around 0.45. That's a significant difference. And we hope to partition those results by variety here in the near future. And the future direction, I think, is we don't look for LIDAR to be data on its own. We look to be data fusion. So because very simple red, green, blue images have a much higher spatial continuity than laser can. If we can combine those data sets, we can have a far richer data set and far more discrimination of where the bulls are and how many there are. So this is what I'd like to leave you with. It's a potentially fast, effective tool. It could be low cost. It will be eventually. It's not there yet. We can get our yield and bull distribution maps for fiber quality. As I say, the equipment costs are declining. Software implementation is a major challenge. And so I say, laser scanning is an evolving tool for cotton. Thank you.